Bring it down here. Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now I'm going to get fogged up and I'm not going to be able to see anybody.
We'll see if we can do this.
So, this passage that we have from the Gospel of Mark is such a wonderful passage, and I think it's such a great one for us today. And I think when we first hear it, we sometimes confuse it with another time that Jesus talks about a mustard seed. Because in another passage, Jesus talks about us having the faith of a mustard seed, right? And he's talking to his disciples and he says, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you could say to that mountain to be flipped over, or you could do something and it would just happen, because it just takes a tiny little bit of faith, right? But that's not what he's talking about here. Here he's talking about the kingdom of God. He says the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, right? The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. What a weird thing to say. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. A tiny little thing? The kingdom of God, really? That sounds bizarre. Now remember, Jesus is talking to a group of people who have been oppressed for a long time, right? They are poor. They have nothing. They are hungry. They are working hard for every little thing they have. They have the Romans oppressing them, keeping them down, abusing them. They see no way out. This has been going on for generations. They are overwhelmed by the problems in their world. They are overwhelmed by the problems in their world. That sounds familiar, right? We can relate to that. Overwhelmed by the problems in our world. Even if we took the pandemic off the table, the problems in our world can be overwhelming. The threat of war. Right? We were just on the verge a couple weeks ago in the Middle East. The issues of racism that is still happening in our country. Injustice all over the place. Poverty in our own country and around the world. People struggling to put food on their tables. Medical care still not accessible to everyone. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that feels overwhelming. Where do we begin? How do you walk in and say to people, the kingdom of God is just huge and it's everywhere and isn't this wonderful? I'm going to walk away. Oh yeah, what's this guy talking about? I don't see that. Are you kidding me? Where is it? I don't see it. My neighbor's dying of cancer. Where's that? There are little kids hungry. Where's the kingdom of God in that? The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. When you plant it, it can grow into something huge. And he starts by saying, and we don't even know how, right? He talks about the guy that goes out and plants something. He puts it in the ground. He maybe waters it, tends it, goes to bed at night, and hopes the earth is going to do its thing. And it does. And things grow. Because that's what happens when we plant something. We don't really know what's going to happen, right? We trust that God's going to tend it and let it grow. Jesus wanted them to see that it doesn't take huge, giant efforts. It doesn't take overthrowing the Roman government to make your lives better. It takes little acts of kindness. It takes treating your neighbor with dignity and respect.
loving and caring and compassion to the people around you. Those little seeds that then blossom, that then grow into something bigger, that then make things happen on a larger scale. That's what the kingdom of God is all about. Us doing little things to turn things around, to trust that God's going to tend them in the way that we don't even understand. But we'll go to bed one night and wake up the next day and go, oh my gosh, look what happened. Look what happened when a few people decided that, boy, the schools are going to close, and that means some kids aren't going to get the free lunches and breakfast that they got. We need to do something. Let's reach out to the community and see if we can feed people. That was a little thing. We had a huge food drive. That has now blossomed into Glastonbury Links Together. That's now its own, becoming its own institution in this community, whose mission is to change what it means to be poor in Glastonbury. From a how are we going to feed kids who are out of school today and not having lunch and breakfast, to a, what does it mean to change what it means to be poor in Glastonbury? A little tiny seed that is now growing into something significant and life-changing, kingdom bringing into this community. How? We don't know. God's Spirit moved among people whose hearts were open to that, and it started to grow. And it can be anything and anyone. Rodney Smith Jr., he had a landscaping business. And he decided that he really wanted to change the lives of kids. He believed that kids really wanted to make a difference in the world around them. But oftentimes, they didn't even know where to start. They didn't know how. They didn't know where to go, who to help, how you went about doing it. So he decided he was going to gather some of his landscaping buddies together. And they started an organization which started as Raising Men Lawn Care Service. It's now Raising Men and Women Lawn Care Services. And he put out a challenge to kids. And he said, if you mow 50 lawns for free for elderly, disabled, veterans, single moms, anybody that really needs a hand, 50 lawns for free. If you pledge to do that, we will send you ear protection, eye protection, and a t-shirt. Every 10 ones you do, you get a new t-shirt with a different color. At the end, we'll come and see you, and we will bring you a lawnmower, a leaf blower, and a weed whacker. From May 30th, to June 3rd, they had over 450 applications of kids who wanted to do this. They had to close it down for a little while so they could get themselves together, take care of these kids, and then open it up again. A little seed of how can we help these kids understand that they matter, that they can make a difference in the world around them. He's changing these kids' lives. Jonah Larson. Some of you probably have seen this kid. He's amazing. He taught himself to crochet watching YouTube videos at the age of 5. If you see him, he's just constantly, right? At the age of 5, taught himself to crochet. He's now 11. He sent out, he does videos teaching other kids how to do it. Everything that he makes, he donates to the Ethiopian orphanage that he was adopted from, or sells online and sends the money to that orphanage. Giving back to a community that he came from. Belen Woodard,
in third grade in Virginia. She was the only African-American girl in her third grade class. And she kind of got a little tired of being in school and having her classmates ask for the color crayon when they were coloring pictures of people, asking for the skin color crayon. And she knew what that meant. She knew it was like the peach color crayon. And she also knew that that crayon did not look like her skin color. And she went home and she talked to her mom about it. And her mom said, well, next time they do that, hand them a brown crayon. But she said, I have a better idea. I'm going to say, which of these beautiful colors would you like? They're all beautiful. And many of them are people's skin color. Which one would you like? And her teacher started doing that. And they started a conversation about skin color and what a difference it makes when we pay attention to the way we say things and the way things are labeled. And she started to say, this is really important, but it needs to be bigger than me and our grade. And so she started to put together these kits that she funded herself. She's a model for Target or something like that. She used the money that she was making. She asked her parents if she could use a chunk of that to put together these kits that came with paper and crayons that she particularly picked out, colors like mahogany, and yes, some peach, and other colors that just she thought were going to be appropriate for skin colors of all kinds of kids, and a note that she writes herself about what those colors in that box mean, and how to use them in your schools and bring them and have conversations. And they're going out all over the country. And teachers are asking for them. And she sends them to kids who can't afford their own school supplies as well as classrooms. She's making a difference in the lives of these children who so often felt overlooked and like they didn't matter from a conversation with her mom. Mustard seeds. Children planting mustard seeds. Adults planting mustard seeds that blossom into the kingdom of God. You all have at least one mustard seed in your pocket. You need to figure out how, where, and when to plant it. It's not up to you to make it grow into the big shrub. That's up to God. It's God's kingdom.